Hi, sweethearts. Pallavi auntie has come back with another story called Elephant and the Dog. Once upon a time, in a beautiful palace in India, there was a royal elephant that used to reside in the premises of the king's palace. The king loved the elephant dearly, and so he made sure that the elephant was well cared for, well fed and well treated. The elephant used to be fed fruits, grass, bamboo, and sweet rice. One day, a stray dog entered the palace premises by accident and happened to go into the elephant's shed. He was very weak and skinny and was immediately excited by the sweet rice that the elephant was eating for lunch. He crept a little closer to the elephant and made sure to keep very quiet so that he wouldn't be discovered. He ate the sweet rice that fell from the elephant's mouth and loved the taste. From then on, every afternoon, he found a way to sneak into the royal elephant's shed during lunchtime. For days, the huge elephant didn't notice the small little dog as he was busy enjoying the delicious food. Gradually, the dog became bigger and stronger by eating such rich food. One sunny afternoon, just as the elephant was finishing up his meal, he spotted a furry tail in the corner and realized that a dog was gobbling up some sweet rice. He said, "Hello there, little doggy. I have never seen you before. Where are you from?" The dog got a little startled at first, but calmed down soon after he noticed that the elephant had a kind face. They began to talk and bonded over their shared liking for sweet rice. The elephant invited the dog to meet him for lunch every day thereafter. They began to spend more time together. They ate together, slept together, played together. While playing, the elephant would hold the dog in his trunk and swing him back and forth. They became great friends and didn't want to get separated from each other. Then one day, a man saw the dog and asked the elephant keeper, "I want to buy this dog. What price do you seek for the dog?" The greedy elephant keeper didn't own the dog, but still he sold the dog for some money. The man took the dog to his village, which was quite far away. The king's elephant kept waiting for his friend to come meet him, but when the dog went missing, he became very, very sad thereafter. He missed his friend so much, he didn't want to do anything without his dear friend, so he stopped eating, he stopped drinking, and even bathing. Ultimately, the elephant keeper reported this to the king. However, he didn't mention the dog at all. The king had a wise minister who was known for his understanding of animals. At once, the king asked the minister, "Go to the elephant shed and find out the reason for the elephant's condition." The intelligent minister went to the elephant shed and found the elephant very sad. He looked the elephant all over and asked the elephant keeper, "There is nothing wrong with this elephant's body, then why does he look so sad?" "I think this elephant is grief-stricken, possibly due to the loss of a dear friend. Do you know if this elephant shared a close friendship with anyone?" The elephant keeper said, "There was a dog who used to eat, sleep, and play with the elephant. He was taken by a stranger 3 days ago." The minister asked, "Where is the dog?" And he replied, "I don't know." The minister went back to the king and said, "Your Majesty, as per my opinion, the royal elephant is not sick, but he is lonesome without his dear friend, the dog." The king said, "You're right. Friendship is one of the most wonderful things of life. Do you know where that dog is?" The minister replied, "The elephant keeper has said that the stranger took him away and he doesn't know about his whereabouts." The king asked, "How can we bring back my elephant's friend and make him happy again?" The minister suggested, "Your Majesty, make a declaration that whoever has the dog that used to live at the royal elephant shed will be penalized." The king did the same, and on hearing this, the man who took the dog immediately returned the animal to the palace. The elephant was so delighted to see the dog that he picked his friend with his trunk and made him sit on his head. The dog wagged his tail while the elephant's eyes sparkled with happiness. The king was content to see the elephant happy once again. He also rewarded the minister for his wise judgment. Both the elephant and the dog lived happily, happily thereafter. That is the end of the story, sweethearts. Bye from Pallavi Auntie.